28 minutes to 10 o'clock. Quick message, Lester. How do foreign nationals living in South Africa get vaccinated? Our nanny is legally from Zimbabwe, but can't get a vaccine. I have friends as well, who also are in a similar situation. They've used their passport numbers and they have been registered on the EVDS site using those passport numbers. Having a visa number, doesn't matter if you have one or not, as long as you can enter a passport or an ID number, you could get registered for EVDS. There's also a selection for asylum seekers or refugees on that EVDS site. But the problem is, what about people who don't have any documentation? People who are in the country undocumented, they are equally as deserving of a vaccine. We spoke yesterday to Joe Veery of the Wits University Center for Migration Studies, saying there also needs to be a legal firewall that is then put up that says the information they give to the Department of Health shouldn't be shared with police, law enforcement, Department of Home Affairs, immigration, and that they should essentially open up the process for all. But this is a topic and an issue that we want to forward here on the show. But every morning round about this time, Barbara Friedman, who is in charge of our social media, also curates our website, www.capetalk.co.za, comes into studio and tells us what's trending online, also what's making waves on our website. Good morning, Barbara. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Lester. Very cold.
Very, very cold.
And apparently more snow coming to various provinces. So.
And I hope people arrive at their destinations safely and warmly and dry. But Jeff Bezos joins the ever-growing league of billionaires being shot into space.
And, you know, the sort of penis-shaped, and I'm going to call it what it is, whatever that is, spacecraft, which is mine's bigger than yours, his reached an altitude that was 10 miles more than Richard Branson's on July the 13th.
I'm not going to lie, 11. It did look like a flying marital aid.
It did. I mean, a marital aid. That marital aid. And of course, aside from the memes, the many memes of the marital aid and the sort of various depictions of it, the other thing which obviously has really got Twitter abuzz is his comment at his press briefing afterwards. And we're going to play a little snippet of it because he thanked various people. But then most importantly, without irony, it seems, this is what he said.
I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer because you guys paid for all this. Wow.
Could you be a little bit less in touch with reality? Now, also bearing in mind that for the last number of years, there have been a lot of reports and investigations into the working conditions at Amazon and in the warehouses, to the point that there was an undercover report, I think in 2018, where they sort of spoke about how people were working 16-hour days without taking bathroom breaks because they were so scared they weren't going to fulfill their job.
I saw some of that social media response. Jeff Bezos can go to space, but his workers can't go to the toilet.
Right. And so there were memes of queues of people outside restrooms saying Amazon workers when they heard that Jeff Bezos was in space. But was he in space, Lester, or was he at the top of the sky?
Well, this was a question that we asked Dr. Chris Smith, the naked scientist, on Friday. Just exactly where does space start?
I'll
ask him again so that you can also then listen to it on Friday. But I want to play something for you. In 2008, there was a game called Command and Conquer. Tim Curry, the legendary Tim Curry, played a general in that game. You know, games are also videos nowadays. And this is what he said in that game.
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
Well, until now.
Until now.
I posted that and the man's going to kill me, but someone asked me, doesn't it sound like John Matham?
And as the meme said, Jeff Bezos has been to space more times than he's paid taxes.
Moving on. There's a group of teenage boys who have been banned from school because they don't want to wear
long pants.
Long pants.
Yeah. So what's happening in the UK is that there's a major heat wave. I mean, I don't quite know if that's a real heat wave. I'm reserve judgment living in South Africa, but it has been very hot. And these guys are like, why should we wear long pants to school or even short pants? We want to wear skirts. I've always wondered why this isn't a thing.
Nothing's so wrong with that.
Nothing's so wrong with that, Lester. And, in my student days, we all wore a lot of kakois. Mm. That was a thing. Back in my day.
It's my particular thing.
It's still
in
my
summer around the house. And sometimes I wouldn't mind just popping down to the shop.
And
people do.
So they looked at there are various school rules in this particular school in the UK. And, they sort of found a loophole, you know, in the outdated policy, and they got these skirts out, £8 Asda skirts from the local uniform shop, and they wore them to school, and obviously they kind of got into trouble, but they're protesting and they're continuing to do this. And I just think it raises the question we deal with in South Africa constantly, the issue of school uniform and hair rules and all these things. And I suppose for me, it's like, why is this even an issue?
I understand the level of egalitarianism that uniforms can bring.
Me too.
But I've seen, you know, great examples. Like, for example, in New Zealand, you can wear skirts. Boys and girls, you can wear flops and have like a collared T-shirt, which does bring that little bit of uniformity and egalitarianism. But it equates to the conditions, you know, the environmental conditions that you have.
Right. And just to add to that, the flip side is, I know when I was at school, we were desperate to have like a pair of long gray or blue, whatever pants they were. Like we couldn't stand the fact that we had to wear skirts 365 days a year. So yeah, it's just about make it easier.
And finally, what is the cone of shame?
Right, so this has gone viral on Twitter, well, whatever viral means. And so a kind of shame, if for those of you that don't have pets, know that when your pet has any kind of operation and you don't want them to bite the stitches or interfere with that wound or whatever it is, you put a cone around their neck, and we call those the cone of shame because it's very, the dogs don't like it and cats even less. But this particular person whose dog had had a little op is actually an astrobiologist and a professor called Dr. Stephanie Olson. And she had to put a cone of shame on her dog after he's up. He's like a St. Bernard. It's quite a big boy. And his fur went green overnight. And Twitter have just been intrigued by that. Well, she was intrigued. And in her thread, she sort of explained why dogs' fur goes green when they wear that plastic cone around their neck.
Is it a regular thing?
Yeah, well, she's saying that she was very alarmed when she saw it, and then she thought, as an early earth geochemist, I was perfectly prepared to find out why, and so she did. And she sort of explains on a whole thread on Twitter that the story begins with a lot of drool. Usually it ends up on my floors and walls, on the pants of visitors. Is a St. Bernard, so you can actually see it's a big drooly dog. But while Olive was recovering from surgery, her cone collects and funnels her juices down her neck. Okay, so instead of the drool going onto your pants, it basically remained in a pool around her neck. Now, here's the kicker. Dog saliva contains iron porphyrins. Upon contact with oxygen, the iron is oxidized to iron oxide nanoparticles, rust essentially. And that is why Olive and many other drooly dogs have rusty red staining by their mouths. And I have noticed that.
So it's basically if you wear a fake metal, like a fake ring. A metal ring, and you usually, when you were young and you would just buy a ring at the flea market.
Of course. And then you get
a green ring around your
And finger. I mean, like she just said, demoralized by the cone, Olive slept awkwardly on her stomach, which isolated her saliva soaked neck folds from the oxygen in my living room. And so, you know, she was sedated and she snored away and ordered the saliva. And now this is the question she's asking. How do I get rid of the rusty stain around Olive's neck?
You will, of course, solve that mystery for us. Barbara Friedman, she joins us again tomorrow for Bob's Wyatt. Here's the open line here on the Morning Review. Get your calls coming in 021-446-0567 or drop me a WhatsApp. I'll try to reflect some of your messages.